Beware those rotten apples. Watch out for those who would question your knowledge, insinuating that in some way your faith is lacking. For we, you and I, we are the wise ones. And here's how I know. We are the ones who are worshiping by the Spirit of God. We are the ones who are boasting in Jesus Christ. We are not among those who lean on knowledge and trust in the books we've read or the teachers we've learned from. Although if confidence could be gained by such things, I could have such. Oh yeah, if anyone could place his confidence in schools and in knowledge and in teachers, I could more. Born and raised Lutheran from the beginning of my life, from the most Lutheran county in the entire United States, of German descent, a Lutheran of Lutherans. According to schools, entirely Missouri Synod. Kindergarten through eighth grade at St. Paul's Lutheran School, high school at Sheboygan Lutheran College, Concordia Seward, and seminary, Concordia St. Louis. According to institutions and instructors, blameless. But all of this gain, I must, on account of Christ, consider loss. Let me say it again. All of this knowledge, for as good as my teachers have been and as wonderful as these institutions have been for me, I consider it loss. And why? Because it is nothing. Because compared to Christ, it is nothing. All of this knowledge, these Bible facts and figures, the languages I've learned, the Bible trivia I've accumulated, they are all nothing when compared with the awesome, all-surpassing excellence of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord. On account of Christ, I can claim nothing else. And so all these markers of knowledge and all these benchmarks of Lutheran heritage and identity, they can be flushed down the toilet with the rest of their kind. And I don't talk this way to stir up trouble. I don't talk this way to cause problems. I speak this way and I think in this manner so that I might gain Christ. So that I might gain Christ. So that I might be found in Him. That is, I will not lean upon my schooling or find comfort and consolation in my educational pedigree, but rather, I know that my righteousness comes through the faith of Christ. The faith of Christ. And what is this? It is the righteousness of God which comes by faith. The faith of Christ is why I know Him. The faith of Christ is why I know the power of His resurrection. The faith of Christ is why I know the fellowship of His sufferings. All I am and all I have, I consider loss so that I might attain the resurrection of the dead. So that I might somehow possibly attain to this resurrection. All I have is loss, as His life was lost. And this resurrection is grounded in His resurrection. It is His work and not my own. And not your own. You see, it's not about the right education, and it's not about enough education. It's not about impressing your peers. It's not about impressing your professors. It's not even about impressing your students. Rather, it is about Christ and His work. You see, in Paul's time, there was a temptation to add to the work of Christ, to place other markers alongside that, things like circumcision. In our time and in this place, do we fall prey to similar temptations? Do not let these things creep in. Rather, place your confidence in the faith of Christ. Place your confidence in the one who was faithful, the one who did what he set out to do, who came to earth and lived life as a man, who suffered and died, was buried, and rose again. Place your confidence in the faith that he's given to you. The faith of Christ is why you know him. The faith of Christ is why you know the power of his resurrection. The faith of Christ is why you know the fellowship of his sufferings. So beware the smarty pants. Beware those rotten apples. Watch out for those who would question your knowledge, insinuating that in some way your faith is lacking. And rather, allow me to encourage you in Pauline fashion. Join together, brothers and sisters, in imitating me. Imitate me as I count it all loss for the sake of Christ and his resurrection. Keep your eyes on those examples, those brothers and sisters who walk in this same manner. Look to those examples, some of whom are sitting not far from you this morning, and become examples yourselves. For we are not among those who place our confidence in the knowledge we've gained, the books we've read, or the people we've learned from. No. We are the ones who are worshiping by the Spirit of God. We are the ones who are boasting in Jesus Christ, boasting in his faithfulness, and boasting in the faith which he has given to us. Amen.